Hello and welcome to Bites by MSDN. I'm Tim Huckabee, and today I'm excited because a longtime friend of mine is here, Vishwas Lele from AIS, who I affectionately call the King of Azure. Vishwas, thanks so much for coming.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Hey, the reason we're so excited about you coming today is Azure isn't just a talk about play at night thing for you. You've implemented at a number of customers.
That's right.
Do you mind telling our audience about some of the interesting stuff you're doing in Azure?
Sure, Tim. So we have been working with Azure for a number of months, actually close to 2 years now. And ISVs were, as you would imagine, were the first adopters. And we work with companies like MetaStorm. Initially, they took their tool and ported it to the cloud. We've also worked with some point-of-sale systems where, you know, the point-of-sale system is on the client, but moving their server product to Windows Azure. So those were the first ones. And then we have worked with, you know, even startups like I2I, close to in your neighborhood, where they do healthcare reporting, and we built a Monte Carlo simulation kind of system, reporting system for them running on Windows Azure.
A Monte Carlo reporting system?
Based on the Monte Carlo kinds of algorithm, which as you know, needs lots and lots of compute. And Windows Azure was a good fit for them. And we used it to solve that business problem. And then we have worked with you know, customers like Pandora's Jewelry, a large jewelry chain. Their B2C site, business-to-business site and business-to-consumer site is running on Windows Azure. So they are live and on Windows Azure for several months now.
Now that's interesting. Does that mean that their actual product catalog is cloud-based?
Their product catalog I should have said B2B. Their product catalog for other businesses to come to them and order their product is all online on Windows Azure. Yes.
That's the first B2C, B2B customer I've heard of that's done that. It seems like a natural way to architect an app.
That's right.
But you know, we're at the cusp of the cloud wave or tsunami here. So that is curious that a B2C, B2B company is actually doing that.
That's right.
Yeah. Tell us about some more.
I mean, so two other ones that I would like to mention, very interesting. One is for, we are based close to the DC area. Mm-hmm. So we work with a lot of federal agencies. So one of the federal agencies invited us to, their application is not in the cloud. But what they wanted us to do was they have a public-facing site, which is running on CRM, and then they have an intranet, which is SharePoint-based, and they wanted a secure way to connect the two. And we are using Azure Service Bus to connect their public site with their infrastructure within the firewall.
So that's very interesting. Now, do you mind explaining what the Azure Service Bus is to our audience?
Sure. Azure Service Bus is part of the Windows Azure platform. And it allows, amongst other things, securely connecting two entities, even though both these entities are inside the firewall, so securely navigating the NATs and firewalls, without having to necessarily open these ports up, you know, allowing people to come in through the firewalls directly. So that's just one thing that Service Bus does. Of course, it does other things as well, as was announced this morning, the new toolkit
at Build. Yes.
The new toolkit was announced, and then new additional capabilities of Service Bus were announced today.
And that leads perfectly into a question I wanted to sneak in. Our time is short here, of course. And that is, especially for me and the developer audience, the cadence of release in Azure. I mean, Microsoft, with its $3 billion investment, you can expect a cadence of release that is just almost overwhelming. I know it is to me. How do you keep up? Or maybe you want to answer, like, what are your favorite features of these new cadence releases?
That's right. That's a very important question, Tim, because the releases come out at few months interval. And as developers, you have to really be on lookout for things. Some of the more interesting ones that have come out, I'll start with the one that was announced in Build this morning. Microsoft announced, Satya in his keynote speech announced the geo-replication capability, which was not available to us up until now. So if you have a Windows storage account in one data center, you will be able to geo-replicate that to another data center for greater fault tolerance. So that's one of the great examples of, you know, things coming out and that developers have to watch for.
Yeah, and I know there were some changes in the business model, too, that help are going to help in adoption.
That's right.
It's really exciting times in the Azure world, which means your life is pretty exciting right now at AIS. Hey, I wish we had more time. We're out. So thank you so much. I appreciate it. And thank you guys for watching.
Thank you, Tim.